Returning to the election, or staying with the election, Solidarity People Before Profit goes into election campaign 2020 with 6 outgoing TDs and so far 31 candidates. They say they want to form a left-wing government, a genuine alternative to Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. People Before Profit TD Richard Boy Barrett from Dunleary is with us here in studio. Very good morning, Deputy.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in. Now, you're feeling, as I said here, 6 candidates. That includes, doesn't it, Paul Murphy, who broke away from the group to form his own grouping last year.
Oh, he's still part of Solidarity People Before Profit, I mean, which is a kind of an alliance of different groups, Solidarity, Paul Murphy's group Rise, and People Before Profit itself. But we're still very much in a group. And it's, sorry, we've 6 outgoing TDs, we've 31 candidates. So we'll be contesting a lot of constituencies across the country. And I think we're offering something unique, which is we believe that there is an alternative to the merry-go-round of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael dominated politics. We don't really see the difference between these two parties. They propped each other up and they've left us with a dire legacy, a shameful housing and homelessness crisis, a really desperate shambles in our health service in terms of the trolley crisis, waiting lists for surgery, understaffing, the cost of living is just going out of control for working people who are working hard, but childcare costs, rents, absolutely unaffordable. And Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have left us with this legacy. And we don't think that the people who are looking for an alternative just want to see us prop up one or other of those parties.
And we'll come to those options, government formation options in a moment. But your answer to very many of these issues is to throw more money at them. You've got quite a shopping list here. Let me just go through a few of them. You'd abolish property tax, first of all. That's less revenue. More creche spaces, free public transport investment, bringing the pension back to 65, abolishing the USC, abolishing bin charges. Can you tell us how much all these commitments would cost?
Yeah, I mean, in total, I think you'd be talking about an adjustment of about 6 or 7 billion to cover those kind of changes.
But six or seven?
6 or 7 billion. I haven't got our exact figures in front of us, but we have a costed budget submission which goes through all of these figures in great detail.
But you can't tell us this morning whether it's 6 or 7 billion. I mean, a billion is a lot.
In terms of current expenditure, we'll be talking about approximately 7 billion euro.
Right.
But it's very important to say that what we're talking about is raising public expenditure levels on these services to the same levels as most European countries.
Right, but where do you find the 7 billion?
By bringing taxes on wealth and the higher incomes up to the levels that we have in the rest of Europe. And this is the untold story about the Irish economic recovery, is profits in this country have doubled in the last decade, doubled from 70 billion back in 2011 up to about 140 billion today. Paying pitiful levels of tax.
But you'd leave the current tax rate, the manufacturing tax rate, 12.5%.
No, we're saying close the loophole so they actually pay 12.5%. I mean, on the front page of the business section of the Irish Times today, there is a story talking about Irish real estate funds paying 1.5% tax on 3.5 billion euro worth of profits they've made from speculating on Irish property, right? That is disgraceful. And that is the flip side of the coin of the shameful housing and homelessness crisis we have. In fact, those two stories should be side by side. While ordinary people are suffering the sort of horror that man suffered on the canal, while tens of thousands are on waiting lists for years, while people who are working can't afford a home, there are people making massive money speculating on property and paying virtually no tax.
Richard Boy Barrett, no doubt much more on this in the days and weeks ahead. There we'll have to leave it. Thank you for talking to us.